Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hi, and welcome to this wonderful show right here on MikeSpirit.fm, Blog Talk Radio, or even Spreaker, whichever way you listen to us, you are welcome. I know I've got an amazing show lined up here for you today. I've got a good friend, Jeanette Coombs. Jeanette, how are you doing there?
Yeah, I'm really doing good, thank you, Mike. Really good.
And, thank you for coming on and being a guest today, first things first. And
lovely. I've really been looking forward to coming and working with you.
Well, I know it's been a bit of an exciting build-up to today.
Yeah.
We've had plenty of conversations and plenty of to and fro and back and forth, but it's been fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been fantastic, really awesome, really great.
Well, it's going to be a pleasure to join you and myself here on this wonderful show. I know I've got some really interesting questions I want to ask you, and I've got a bit of good news I want to share with you as well.
Okay.
So first of all, let me share this news I've got here with you, because I know that my listeners, some of them already know, some of them don't. And I think it's really interesting that I've actually got some tickets to give away. Not right now, so I don't want people to ring in just yet, but I got some tickets to give away to some lucky winners to go and see Colin Fry, Derek Acora, Ross Bartlett, and Ralph Keaton. And in a little while, I'm going to play some an advert for that show. And it's a show I'm looking forward to, because I'm going to be going. And if people haven't met the boys, so to speak, and haven't met me, then what a great place that we can all meet together. I know that my new hosts are going to be joining us. Nick Humphries, he's a new host. I know Andrew D, a new host, is going to be there with us as well. So it's going to be a wonderful place that we can all meet together. but let me start off by saying, Jeanette, about your website. I don't know, do you want to say your website, or do you want me to say it?
Oh, it's up to you entirely, Mike. You know,
Let me have a go. It's www.jeanette-coombs-spirit-tarot.co.uk. That's right, isn't it?
No, nearly, but not quite. It's Jeanette. It's Jeanette-coombs-psychic-tarot.co.uk.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you said spirit.
This is why, you really need to keep your eye on me during the show, because, I will say it different, and it probably is because I can't understand my own handwriting. How bad is
that? Okay.
So tell me, Jeanette, how long have you been working for the spirit world?
Wow, okay. Well, professionally about 7 years, but all my life really working with the energy and working with the spirit world.
Okay, and so for the last 7 years, you've been doing it professionally.
Yeah.
Is that going around different venues, and or is it doing readings?
It's been working on the television, which I still do now. I work at the moment for a company called Psychic World TV, which you can find on Sky Television. It's on Sky 885. I'm one of the team there. I'm also a consultant member of British Astrological and Psychic Society, and I teach in South Wales for those. And I've got quite a lot of one-to-one clients, and I tend to do kind of like pamper nights, girls' nights in, that kind of party kind of theme, so I'm pretty busy, Mike, and I do teaching as well.
Okay, so it is a full-time job for you now?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
So you're saying about teachings.
Yeah.
I know we spoke just before we went on air. about you doing some teachings up in Havnacoil, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm doing a couple of venues this year. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going back to Heavenly Therapies, which is a lovely shop in Clydach in Swansea, where I teach classes and I take appointments up there for readings. We've got a lovely intuitive card course coming up there on the 23rd of February. That's psychic development and intuitive cards. And then I've also got then on the 17th to the 19th of August, I've got a workshop weekend going on in Havnacoid. And that's a weekend thing, you know, where I'll be staying with the people that are there as well. So it'll be really hands-on weekend. I'm really looking forward to that one as well.
Mm. Okay, so it sounds like you've got lots booked in for the forthcoming future. And
yes.
And I'm actually looking forward to coming down your way, because actually you're not far away from me, are you?
Not really. No, half an hour or so, I think, isn't it?
I think so. It's just about, it is about half hour. And, it'd be nice to actually meet up and maybe do something together at a later date. And I'm sure that the powers to be will sort that out.
I'm sure they will.
You never know. You never know. So tell me more about the TV.
The TV, okay. Well, the TV is fantastic as well, which is, you know, I'm really lucky because everything that I kind of get into, I really enjoy. Like, I really love the teaching side of the work, and I just also love the one-to-one readings as well. But the TV, it's like a springboard so people can recognize your face as well more, which is lovely. But we have a lot of regular callers and loyal callers as well who kind of follow you if you go from one place to another. They kind of, you know, keep up with you on Facebook or on the website. So it's lovely because it's like a family, you know. It's just like the radio. You have your regular callers. This is why I'm so chuffed tonight to be a part of this evening. It's great.
Good. And you know, it's nice to have, you know, particularly on this show, the thing that always amazes me that, you know, we get callers from, well, all over the world. And that's the part that really excites me, to know that one minute that we're working in the UK, the next minute we're in Canada, the next minute we're in America, somewhere else in New York, and, you know, down to Florida. It's absolutely amazing, you know, and it's wonderful because we're able to bring people together through this short 2 hours, because I know that this, you know, it is 2 hours, and it might seem a long time to people, but believe you me, it flies by so quick, and at the end where you think, was that really 2 hours? You know, you want to check your clock and you want to give it a shake to make sure it's still working, because it does actually fly by, you know. As soon as we open up the phone lines, it goes so quick, it's unbelievable. But, you know, I have to say to you, you know, it is a pleasure having you on, because I know that you're so busy in what you're doing and the work that you do for the spirit world. It's nice that you can take time out for the listeners to give them a little something back as well. As I know as well, Jeanette, that you're on Facebook. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your Facebook site?
Yeah, lovely. Well, I've got my own friends page, but I've also, because I had a lot of people that I obviously do readings for, and they kind of say, have you got a card, you know, where are you going to be in a few weeks' time or whatever. So I thought I was going to do a public Facebook page that I just put in a little bit of information about where I am, what I'm doing. And that one's called Jeanette Ann Psychic. And that one you can just, it's an open page, and that allows people to kind of come in, leave a comment, or, you know, just have a look, see what's going on. So that's really good as well.
So it's just Jeanette and Psychic, and post messages in there, and so on and so forth, yeah?
Yeah, you know, it's just that, you know, just click the like button, and then you can just add a comment, or if you'd like to have a reading or book a reading with me, just leave a comment. If you know, you can either come through on my website, or you can find me on the Facebook. So there's kind of lots of ways that you can get in touch with me if you'd like to have a reading, or just to find out what's going on, when I'm going to be teaching, or anything on that kind of line as well.
Good. So it's a wide variety of where people can have many different abilities that you have.
Yeah, lovely. I mean to say, yes, it's great because I, you know, when I do go on private house parties and people kind of interact with me saying, oh, that was, you know, really enjoyed seeing you and it was a lovely evening. And, you know, you kind of build up a rapport with people. So it's nice because even though you kind of work with them, it's just basically nice to kind of have that interaction so that they become more like friends rather than just people that you've just worked with.
Okay. Okay, so, well, I'm excited to open up the phone lines in a bit. I really am.
Okay.
But as I said, I am going to do a little bit of advertising tonight for this special event. And I'm going to play this little ad. And I hope that you like it, Jeanette, because I know that Gwyncy, the I don't know if you've heard the Captain Gwyncy show right here on Mike Spirit FM. He's been working very hard down in his captain's quarters, and this is what he's come up with. So I hope that you're going to like it.
Hi, I'm Ralph Keaton. I'd like to personally invite you to the Psychic Rendezvous Weekend, held in Coventry at the Royal Court Country House Hotel. You'll see Colin Fry, Ralph Keaton, Ross Bartlett, and Derek Acora. Why not come along to the free psychic fair on the Saturday and the Sunday? There'll be lots of exhibitors and a great atmosphere. So stay tuned to MikeSpirit.fm for a chance to win some free tickets to this fantastic event. I look forward to seeing you there.
Well, and I think that the captain exceeded himself there by putting that ad together. So, we're quite excited about this. And as I said, a little bit later on in the show, I will be asking people to call in if they want to start. Today will be the start of the first days of many to come to win those free tickets. So let's go straight to the phone lines. I do believe that I have Ken online. Ken, are you there with us?
Yes, Mike, I am, yeah.
How are you doing there, Ken?
Not too bad, mate.
Good, good. And can I ask you where you're calling from, Ken?
Yeah, it's Birmingham, England.
Okay. And what was the reason that you're calling for, Ken?
Well, I've never had a reading with you yourself, Mike, and I'd like that if you could, please.
Okay, well, I will start, Ken. I normally give it to my guest first of all to start. But Jeanette, do you mind if I start with this one?
No, it's okay, Mike. It's okay.
Okay, Ken, I know as I'm making myself aware of building up to the spirit world, you're making that connection. I know, first of all, I've got a lady that joins herself here with me that wants to be remembered here too. I know as I'm looking at this lady that she makes her aware that she's quite a nicely built lady in the build of her body before she passes on to the spirit world. I know that I want to teach you that she would have suffered in her body because she makes her aware. Not only did she lose quite a bit of weight, but she also would have taken a dramatic turn in her life because I feel so much as if I've lost, I want to say everything. I feel as if I've lost my movements, I lost weight, I lost my... I even want to say that I lost my mind a little there towards the end of my life here. I certainly feel that when she was here with us, that she would connect there with you, and I know that she would link to your mum's side of your family there. Do you understand this, Ken?
Yeah. I'm not too sure. It could be grandma, because I never actually met her.
Okay, let me go on with her, because if it's someone that you never actually met, then I need something offer to prove to you of who she is, okay?
Right.
Now, did you know much about your grandma's family?
There was supposed to be 11 of them.
No, don't tell me. Did you know much about the family?
Not really, no.
That's fine. Let me work with her and see what comes from it there. I know that there's a gentleman that wants the link as well, but I'll give you him in just a few minutes here. Because I know that this lady is around your life, and of what she tells me is that it's almost as if you're now looking to expand your spiritual growth there yourself, because I know that it's almost as if you're trying to move forward, you're trying to build a communication up yourself, you're wanting to escalate your awareness to another dimension. Do you understand of that, Ken?
I do indeed, Mike, yeah.
Okay. Well, she obviously knows you because she's the one that's telling me this information. And, you know, Ken, if I said to you that you know, you're becoming aware of someone in your life that you're not sure of who it is, would that be right there with you, Ken?
Absolutely, yeah.
because she says to me, tell him that that's me, that I'm linking there, and I'm trying to let him know that I'm around his vibration. She says to me that she has tried to... Now, your sleep pattern's been knocked out as well, Ken, is that right?
Why out, Mike? Why out?
Okay, because she says to me that she's been there. I'm not saying that she's disturbing you, far from the word, but she's been there as your sleep pattern's been knocked out there. Okay, and she just wants to prove her existence here to you at the moment. Now, like I said, I know that there's a gentleman here with me that I believe I want to say dad. So do you understand your dad for me in the spirit world?
He is, yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that when your dad passed, that he would have slipped in and out of consciousness for a little while there before he passed? Is that right?
I believe so, yes.
And would I be right in saying that you follow your dad... in your character-wise, because I believe that, and in your features as well, because it's like as if I want to say to you that you're very similar to him, and it's almost as if there is this great likeness there with yourself and your dad, is that right?
Yes, there is, Mike, yeah.
And there's also, as I said, the features, because I know that, and the character-wise, because he keeps me... Tell him about the character-wise is the same, because I know that of when your dad was with us, he was a very much down-to-earth kind of a fella, but let me just add in there that he would push and push if he thought that something was right, he would do what's right there for everyone else. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct, Mike, yeah.
And I know, see, as your dad links you me, that he talks to me about his latter part of his life. And I know that he makes me aware of machines that starts to beep in the background, which symbolizes the hospital connection there. And I know, as I'm aware of the hospitals, I know that your dad must have either went in and out of the hospital for a little while before he passed, or he actually passed from this world in the hospital. Is that right?
He did indeed, yeah.
Okay, because I know that he makes me aware that... he keeps talking to me about that he didn't want to be there. He would have rather been at home, because he says to me, I didn't like it in there. And, you know, it's like as if they tried to change all the things that he knew in the hospital. So whether that they tried to change his medication or they tried to change his routine of something. But I know that he talks to me about that they tried to change the person who he was then. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do, yeah. He never wanted to go to hospital there.
Okay. Perfect, because I know that he tells me here about that he didn't want to be in the hospital, he'd rather pass in the comfort of his own home. But I know that he talks to me here now that there's a condition to do with hospitals now in your life, is that right? So it's either yourself or someone close to you that's visiting the hospital, is that right?
Not at the moment, no.
Who's the one that's been having blood testing, Ken?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, because he talks to me about the blood tests, okay? So, you know, even if we've got to spread our wings a little, I don't mind, because he says to me about the hospitals. I'm saying, come on, he doesn't know. And he says, well, tell him about the blood tests. So know that there's been some blood tests, and he wants me to say that his thoughts, his vibrations are very much where those blood tests are. So know that wherever that is, know that your dad has been there, trying to uplift the vibration, trying to make things right. What's the problem with... Why does he make me aware of his teeth for some reason? Now, I don't know whether he had his own teeth or whether he just had a few of his own teeth or something, but it's like as if I didn't want... I need to take my teeth out. Do you understand of that?
Yeah. Yes, he would very often have trouble with his dentures, yeah.
Aha, because I know I want to pull my... No, I haven't got no dentures. I've got all my own, what's left of them. No, I shouldn't say that. I've got all my own teeth. And I know I want to say to you that he wants me to pull mine out. And bless his heart, he's not any mine out unless he pulls really hard. But I know that he wants you to pull my teeth out because I didn't like them, okay? So if he had a problem there, then that's perfect. Know that he comes around your life. He wants you to know that he's there, and he hasn't gone anywhere. He's just simply to the next dimension of life. Now, Ken, I know I have to go here in just a few minutes, but for some reason, I know I would say here to you as well that he talks to me about, let's go into your home a minute. And if I go into your home, Ken, you've been putting pictures up on your wall, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay. And he says to me that the one just does not straighten up properly, does it?
The one doesn't straighten up properly.
Is that right?
I wonder which that can be. I'll have a look around.
Okay, because he talks to me about the one that's not straightening up properly, okay, and he just brings my attention to that, and I know that, you know, that's just his way of proving to you that he's around you. Ken, know that these two are lovely energies in the spirit. Well, please think on the lady, because I know that you will understand it, because she comes so close with Dad. And, you know, if I'm honest here with you, as you said that she could be grandmother, but she would be grandmother to your... She would be mum to your dad, so she would be your grandmother on your dad's side, and that's where you would understand.
Yes, I understand that.
Okay, perfect. Well, know that they're around you, okay? Know that they will do their very best to push you forward and to allow you to develop this wonderful gift that it's around you. Just know that the spirit world is always there, and I'm going to say thank you very much for working with me. Okay, does that help you with it, Ken?
Yes, indeed, yeah. That's
okay,
brilliant.
Well, don't forget, come on over to www.mikespirit.fm, where you will be able to retrieve a copy of that reading in my archives. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much, Mike.
No problem. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Jeanette, let's move on. I do believe that we have Mike online. Mike, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you doing there, Mike?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. May I ask you then, Mike, of where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Pittsburgh.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for, Mike?
I'm calling to get guidance on... I'm right now doing a doctoral study. I submitted
okay.
a proposal 2 weeks ago.
Okay, don't tell us too much more now, Mike, because I'm going to hand you over to my wonderful guest, to Jeanette, and Jeanette will do her best to work with you. Is that okay, Jeanette?
Yeah, that's really cool, Mike. And the gentleman, his name is Mike as well, yeah?
It's a bit of a strange one, isn't it? Mike and Mike.
Ah, yeah, okay. And what's Mike's date of birth or star sign, please, Mike?
Yes?
What's your star sign or date of birth?
I'm a 27 chain.
What was that, Mike?
I have a trouble understanding what you're saying.
Okay. What was your date of birth?
Okay, you want to know what I called for?
No. Your date of birth. Or your star sign.
Oh, sorry. Okay, January 8th, 1980.
Right, okay. So you're a Capricorn. Right, let's have a look at you now. Right. And what was your question?
My question is, I understand... a doctoral study proposal 2 weeks ago, and I'm due to get it back today. And I was calling to see if there won't be any more setbacks. It's been setbacks for a year, and I'm trying
right.
to move on. And
okay.
I don't know if that's going to be roadblocks.
Okay, right. Well, the first thing I'm picking up around you, Mike, is that this has been quite a difficult time, okay? And that I feel, if I really wanted to be honest with you, I'm looking back over my shoulders, and over the last 7 months especially, has been like one thing after another. It's like as though I'm trying my very best to focus on being strong, but it's like as I'm trying to get strong, so I'm being set back with something else. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Because I do feel things are going to come right for you, okay? Because we are in a new energy phase now, okay? Numerologically, if you add up this year, it comes to 2012, comes to a 5. And that's all about new starts, new beginning, new energy. I do feel that this energy is going to be coming in for you, but I feel March is a good time for you. So you've just got to be strong till March, okay? And really
yeah.
start focusing your energies on the new beginnings, Mike, because they are coming in. I've got a lot of new opportunities coming in for you. I do feel that someone is going to be giving you a helping hand. All right?
Okay.
So I don't feel that you're going to be going through your difficulties so much longer on your own, although I do feel very strongly that you feel that way. Okay? It's you
right.
feel like it's you against everything, you know? And that you really
right.
are getting kind of stressed out with the situation, but it is going to get better for you. I've also got a very strong sense of a male energy coming around you who has passed over in spirit. I'm going to go with grandfather because that's the impression that I'm getting from this gentleman. And I feel on this side of life, he was quite a strong, upstanding character, and I feel like he was very well respected. Do you understand that, Mike?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? And I don't know whether or not they called you after him, but you certainly have got a lot of qualities like him.
Okay.
All right, in the way that you are, maybe the person that you can be. And I feel that these setbacks that you've been going through over the last 7 months, it's kind of like a very testing time for you, I understand. But it isn't going to be like this for very much longer. I feel so drawn, okay, to you having to make decisions. And the decisions that you make over the next 8 weeks will kind of snowball into progression in a positive way for the next 12 months. Security, I feel things are going to get easier for you. And I do feel you're going to feel more settled after the difficulties of last year. So I really do feel it's new beginnings and abundance of positive energy coming in around you, darling. That's what I'm drawn to.
Okay.
Okay, so is there anything else you'd like to ask me regarding this or anything else?
You pretty much answered all my questions.
Oh, bless you. Okay, well, just be mindful of the fact, okay, that your loved ones from the other side do try to help you, okay? But as much as they try to help you, you also have to be a little bit more proactive and really kind of keep the positive vibe going, because I feel with you, especially with you, you are really feeling quite negative lately. And I think I just want to change that negativity into positivity around you and just focus on things turning out for you well. But they are coming in. I just feel it by March, things will be okay. I've just had a thumbs up in my head from Spirit, so things will be okay by then.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Michael. It's been lovely talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. And remember, if you come on over to www.mikespirit.fm, that's where you'll be able to retrieve a copy of that reading. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye now. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines, and I believe that we have Lisa online. Lisa, are you there with me?
How are you?
Hi, Lisa. May I ask you where you're calling from?
Florida.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for, Lisa?
I want to see what my mom has to say about me finding a job and moving.
Okay.
When does she think that might happen?
Okay, Lisa, I'll do my very best here too to make a link to the spirit world, okay? Not always the ones that we want to come through do come through, but I will do my very best here for you. So your mum's in the spirit world, Lisa, is she?
Yes, she has been.
Okay, let me try and build a communication. We'll see where we're going, okay? Now, I know the first thing I have, incidentally, is a lady in the spirit world. I know that this lady makes aware that... before she passed home to the spirit world, that she would have been a very bubbly kind of a lady, you know, character-wise. I know that we feel as if life was very hard for her, that life treated her a bit unfair before she passed home to the spirit world. I know as well that she talks to me that it's something to do with her stomach. And I know that whenever I get things that burns and travels in my stomach, it's a cancer kind of a thing. So would you understand that I've got this lady here that passed with like a cancer? And I know that she's seen... So that's your mum.
My mom passed with stomach cancer.
Okay, perfect. Because I know that she comes around my life and around my vibration. And I know that she wants to put her arms around me at the minute. And I do feel as if I need to say here to you, Lisa, that in your vibration there, that you feel so down, you feel so upset with the thing... Sorry, with the ways that things have gone in your life of late, that it's causing a bit of frustration in your life. Do you understand of that?
Yes, it's been very frustrating the past few years for me.
Perfect. I don't mean perfect because you've been frustrated. Perfect because the communication's right. And I know that, see, as I've got your mum that is right in front of me here, she says to me that sometimes you can be your own worst enemy there sometimes, Lisa, is that right?
Oh, yeah. I'm the first one to admit that. Yeah, I make some... I don't really think things through. I sometimes do things and don't think about them and then regret them later on.
Okay, and you can be a bit stubborn as well, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because access me. She's so stubborn sometimes, you know, and she waves her finger at me. And I know that's the way that your mum would have been when she was here with us, you know. But, you know, through all that, through this exterior, I know that she was a very much of a loving kind of a lady, okay? And I do believe that she, you know, as she's here with me, that she says to me, you know, it's about time the things did start picking up there for you, because I know that you feel that, you know, it can't get any worse than what it already has. Do you understand of that?
I know. I keep saying every day, it's going to get better, it's going to get better. Then the days go by, the weeks go by, the months go by, the years.
Okay. Well, I know that's exactly what your mum has come to say here to me, Lisa, that it can't get much worse than what it already has, okay? Now, would I be right in saying that you're in fear that, I don't know, it's like as if I got, I don't know whether you feel as if you've lost more than just a job, or you're, it's like as if you feel as if you're losing grip, is the right word. You're losing grip on everything at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, I feel very, I don't know, very anxious. I just don't know where to go to. I just don't know where to turn to.
Because she makes her way to say to you that you feel as if you're losing grip on lots of things, not just, you know, the question you asked me about your job. Now, for some reason, if I said to you that you've had a response from one of the applications you've sent off, is that right?
A response?
Yes.
I can't think. No, I mean, there was a job, but then the woman decided not to hire me. It just, it was more of like a waitress. That was about 3 weeks ago.
About 3 weeks ago. That's okay, because she talks to me about you've had a reply, okay? So even though that she's saying that she decided not to employ you, okay, don't be surprised if you hear something back from that, because I know it's something recent that you've had a reply about, okay? And Mum makes me feel very excited about this, because maybe this is something that you haven't done before. This is like a new challenge for yourself as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know if I could. I mean, I've been applying for all kinds of jobs, you know.
Yes.
You know, restaurant. I mean, I haven't worked in that type of atmosphere in a long time.
Okay, because that's what she talks to me about. It's like a new challenge, and that's the part that frightens you more than anything. Am I able to do it? Do I still have the ability to do it? Okay. So she says it to me, it's like a new challenge, but don't be surprised if you hear back from that lady again, because I do feel as if that's a positive thing there for me to look at, because your mum makes me aware it's a positive thing. Now, for some reason, Lisa, she makes me aware that I need to come into your life. And, you know, as I come into your life, there's something to do with, like, is there I don't want to say it's an illness, but is it like a condition? Is it your back? Have you pulled your back then or something?
I hurt my leg a few months ago, and I was seeing a chiropractor, and I think he was hurting my back and making it worse. So I stopped seeing him for physical therapy for my leg.
Okay.
So I have a problem now with my back and my leg.
Okay, because that's what she makes me aware of, your back. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, it's just know that your mum understands. Know that your mum understands, and know that your mum is around you, and she will do her very best from where she is in the spirit world to make her connection here with you and just to push you forward, because I feel that's exactly of what she's come to say. Now, I know that you asked me of when is this going to happen. I believe, you know, I'm not going to say to you it's around the corner. I'm not going to say it's in 6 months' time either, but I know it's going to be, it's quite soon, because it's right in front of me, okay? So I want to say maybe the next few weeks. It's that's when it's going to come in, okay? But I know I want to talk to you there about it's coming, it's on the cards, it's happening, okay? Does that answer your question?
What about move? Do you see a move anytime soon or not for a while?
I'm just asking your mum the same question, okay? And if I'm honest with you, I don't believe that there's a move very soon. It's going to be a little while. If it is that you're looking to move, it's going to be a little while. And, you know, if I said to you that you're having She says to me about that you're having trouble in finding somewhere where you feel comfortable, like you feel comfortable mm-hmm. right now. Is that right?
No, I told you I fell and broke my leg under to where I'm living, and now I'm suing the landlord, so it makes it very uncomfortable to live here because the management company has been very mean to me.
Okay. Let's take away the element of the broken leg, okay? Of where you're living, you're happy with the surroundings, you're happy with, like, your neighbors. It's a nice place to live, excluding
I guess if that incident didn't happen, it probably wouldn't make. Yeah, it would be fine.
There we are. Okay, and I believe it's like that you're trying to find like a similar place there for yourself, but mm-hmm. it needs to be suitable for your conditions that you're carrying now. And I do believe that it's going to be a little while. Okay. But when it happens, I believe that that's going to be somewhere where you're going to settle. I believe that's where it's like as if you're going to move closer to where a job is going to be. Okay, so when you have the job, then that's when you will move as well, maybe a few weeks, few months later, because it's going to be closer, it's going to be more suitable for you there, and that's where I believe that your life is going to turn around a little there. Does that help you a bit, Lisa?
Yeah, do you see me getting this money anytime soon with the lawsuit, or do you think I'm going to have to wait a long time?
Well, again, you know, I certainly don't see if it's going to be, you know, any time in the next week or two, okay? It's more to the point that it'll be a little while longer, okay? Because things haven't been finalized yet, have they? Is that right?
No, I still have one more appointment to go to the doctor.
Okay, that's fine, okay? Because I know it's going to be a little while yet. And then when everything is all prepared, everything is all right, then that's when things can be presented in the right way. And, you know, she says to me, let's have a bit more patience. Let's not rush it, because when we rush it, that's when things go wrong. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling,
okay,
Lisa.
Thank you very much.
No problem at all. Come on over to mikespirit.fm, where you're going to retrieve a copy of that reader. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Now, I do believe that we have Anne-Marie online with us. Anne-Marie, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Anne-Marie. May I ask you where you're calling from?
Maryland.
From where, sorry?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay. Okay, and I'm going to hand you over to my wonderful guest, Jeanette. Jeanette, are you okay there?
Yes, I am okay. Can I just ask, is the lady's name Marilyn?
Anne-Marie.
Okay, Anne-Marie. Can I just ask you for your date of birth, please, darling, or star sign?
June the 20th, 1985.
Right, you're on the cusp then. Okay. Right, now then, is there any area that you'd like me to look at for you, please, this evening?
My love life and career.
Your love life. Wow, okay. Lovely. Right, let's have a look at you now. Yeah, well, I feel around you there seems to be a few restrictions. Do you understand that, Anne-Marie? Okay.
Yeah.
It almost seems like someone is keeping their feelings very close to their chest, because I've got you getting a little bit frustrated about someone who's not being open and you don't know what's going on. Can you take that, my love?
Yes, that's true.
Right, okay. This has been going on, I feel, for a little while. And I do feel that this person needs to come forward to you and be honest about what they want. Because you are a very giving person. And I feel that you're putting your whole heart and soul into getting this sorted. And it's almost like as though you're doing all the giving and the other person is not giving as much back. Does that make sense, darling?
Yes.
Yes. So you have to now think about this, okay? I do feel that this gentleman is going to be coming towards you a little bit more. Also, I feel that with you, you're getting a little bit upset. I would say that you're having a bit of disturbed sleeps. You're either going to bed late and you're thinking about things, or you're getting up early and not relaxed in the night. It's like as though you're quite stressed about the whole situation. I think what you're actually looking for between you and him is security and commitment, and he seems to be falling short on the both of them, you know. It's like he's very indecisive. Can you take that, please?
Yes, that's spot on.
Yeah, well, darling, there is going to be change for you, okay? Because I feel as we're getting into the summer, within the next 5 months, by May, I feel you've got between now and May to really, really see this guy for what he is. And if this man is not willing to commit, connect, or to, at the very, very least, meet you halfway, I feel that you're going to be thinking about options, okay? I feel that you could get this guy being there for you, because eventually I have got the star card, so that actually tells me that the difficulties that you've got around you now are not going to be the difficulties that you're always going to have around you. It's just that I feel that there's part of this guy feels that you're always going to be there for him, and you need to just kind of give him a little bit of a shock that this is not going to be the way it is. So he's got a little bit of time to sort himself out, or I feel you'd be letting him go. There's got to be change coming in this, okay?
Okay.
All right, change is coming in, and I feel that this can heal. All right, you've got a situation around you and decisions, but I do feel if you stand in your power, my love, you will get what you want with this guy.
Okay.
All right, it's looking promising for you, and I hope that that's helped you this evening.
It did.
Okay, it's been lovely reading for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Thank you so much.
And remember, okay, Come on over to mikespirit.fm where you will be able to retrieve a copy of that reading. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, let me go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe that I have Vince online. Vince, are you there with me?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Vince. And may I ask you where you're calling from?
Los Angeles, California.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for, Vince?
Well, I'm calling because I'm starting a new job tomorrow evening. I'm working night shifts. Also, too, I have a job interview tomorrow morning. So I'm wondering if you could see how this new job's going to go, or if I'm going to get offered the job that I'm going in for an interview tomorrow, and if that's going to work out even better than this one that I'm starting tomorrow night.
Okay, well, first things first, let me congratulate you, Vince, in starting the job tomorrow, okay? But let me make my link to the spirit world, Vince, because that's what my forte is. And I will do my very best to answer those questions there for you. Okay.
Okay,
now instantly I know I've got a gentleman that's with me. Okay, I know that the first thing he gives me, it's like as if I want to take a fall. And I believe that this man would have taken a fall, would have bumped his head before he passed on to the spirit world. I know that this would have been, he didn't pass straight away, man, please don't get me wrong, but I know that it's like this would have been the start of his passing. And I know that that this would have been a big thing that would have started the process off. I know that I want to say to you that when this man passed, I do believe that he would have been maybe around his late 60s, maybe touching his to early 70s or when he passes, because I know as I'm looking at him, that's the age he kind of looks to me at the minute. I believe that he links to your dad's side of your family here, Vince, when he went home to the spirit world. So would you understand if a jumper on your dad's side that would have fitted that description?
Yeah, that'd probably be my grandfather.
That's your granddad, okay. And would I be right in saying that when your granddad was here with us, that he would have been the kind of fella that whatever he had to say out, he would come, please or offend? Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, he was a very straight-laced kind of a fella. Whatever he had to say out, he would come, please or offend. Is that right?
Yeah. Him and my dad both were, actually.
Sorry?
Both him and my father were like that.
Okay. And, you know, what I was going to say to you next was that you were very similar to that yourself as well, aren't you? So that must be a family trait that you have then. Is that right?
Yeah. There's no whole bards with me.
That's okay, because I know that that's the way that this gentleman comes through here at the minute. That there's, you know, whatever that they have to say out, they would come, please or offend. Now, for some reason, if I said here to you, Vince, that okay, he stops me in my tracks a minute, and you know, and I know what he wants me to say, but it's finding the right words to actually say it to you. If I said to you that you know, that you've applied for so many things, and that's why that you have an interview in the morning and you start on a job in the afternoon, is that right? You've applied.
Well, yeah, there's one job I've already got for sure, but the other job, I'm just going for the interview. I don't know if I got it yet or not.
Okay. Well, I believe, as if I want to say to you, that the job that you're starting, that's going to be, that's the one that excites me, if I'm honest, Dave, with you, okay? That's the one that makes me feel comfortable and happy here. So I know that it's exciting me a little there. So I know I want to say to you that the one that you're starting, I believe that that will be the one that you will have for quite some time. So you know, please do go to your interview in the morning and, you know, see what comes of it, because he tells me that you are the kind of fella that likes to keep all your options open. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And he says to me that you're not the kind of fella that will cut off your nose to spite your face then, for want of a better word. So you like to keep all your options open, and you know, you will do what you got to do to make sure that you and your family are right. Is that okay, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. See, now I believe that there's somebody. Now, I don't know if this other one is your dad a minute, but I believe, as if I want to see to you, who's the one that complained of the chest a lot? Because I know that my chest is getting very tight here with you as I'm talking to you, and I believe that I want to start coughing, I want to start wheezing, my breathing is getting very difficult, and I know this is the way I would have been before I passed on to the spirit world. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, that would have been my father.
That's your father. That's okay, because I know that I've changed from one to another here. So I know that I've got your father and your grandfather that's close here with me, okay? But I know, as I've got your dad, it's like as if he wants to push me forward here and just say to me, come on, boy, get out of my way, because I know that that's the way that your dad would have been. He wouldn't have taken any nonsense, as I said, that you. He would have been the kind of fella that if you got in his way, you would soon know. But I believe that there's, like, he could have got quite... not aggressive, because I don't feel that's the right word, but if you got in his way, then he could show another side to him, couldn't he?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, because I know that he wants to show another side to me at the minute. Not that I'm in his way at all, so please don't think I am, but the more that he wants to push me out of the way, it's like as if I need to say here to you that you feel as if someone is like obstructing your pathway, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you've tried dealing with this in a diplomatic way, but it hasn't been working, has it?
No, it's legal issues that's been going on for 4 years now.
Okay, that's fine, Vince, because he tells me here about that you've tried to be diplomatic, you've tried to be good, you've tried to do it in the right channels. But, you know, I want to say that you stick with the right channels, because I know that it will come right from there on in, okay? So don't feel as if you've failed, because you haven't, okay? Stop being disappointed, because I know that's what, excuse me, he tells me, okay? Stop being disappointed with yourself. You must go forward and continue on with whatever it is that you're doing, okay? Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that help you a little bit, Devins?
Yeah, it does. This the one legal issue has been really tying up my life, and we were supposed to have one hearing. They offered me $3,000. Now I have new evidence, and we're supposed to be getting a new hearing soon. I'm just waiting to hear from my lawyer, and
okay.
I'm wondering what this
sure
new evidence.
I'm sure we've spoken this before, Vince, haven't we?
Yeah. And in light of this new evidence, I'm hoping I get a lot more than $3,000, so...
Okay, well, I hope that you get what is deserved there to you, okay? I'm going to have to leave it there. I'm going to say thank you very much for calling in the event.
Thank you.
Remember, come on over to mikespirit.fm, where you'll be able to retrieve a copy of that reading. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, all right.
Bye now. Okay. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines, Janet, and I believe that we have Susan online there. Susan, are you there with us?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
No problem
okay,
at all.
Okay, hi.
Maybe ask you where you're calling from.
Long Island, and I'm Suzanne from Long Island, and I just wanted a reading, either maybe love life, career, or both.
Okay.
If I'm going to be getting any.
Yeah, I'd love to read for Suzanne, yeah. Can I just ask Suzanne for a date of birth, please?
10/5/60.
10/5. Okay, lovely Taurus energy there with you. Okay, Taurus has been going through a lot of change, actually, over the last couple of months. What did you say, 10th to the 5th?
10/5/60, Libra.
Right, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, and also Libra as well, because they're ruled by Venus, which is the same as Taurus, so it would be a connection. Okay, let's have a look for you now, what's going on with you. Yeah, I feel at the moment you've been feeling a little bit apprehensive about everything. Work seems to become a little bit of an issue for you, as such as like, so you're really looking to change something, okay? You're feeling quite closed in work, and I feel that you're looking for something to kind of recharge your batteries, or you really want to have something new around you, because I'm feeling that I want to do something new. Can you take that, please? Because I'm just so looking at you and thinking this lady definitely really is looking like as though she wants some new starts in her life.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay, and I also feel, all right, that there was disappointment on relationships with you last year, all right, especially around about March time. Can you take that, please?
No, just recently, about 4 weeks ago.
Okay, was there issues with this person in March as well? Because I'm feeling from March up until now there's been, like, issues, difficulties, something seems not being right. It's been like a crest.
Well, actually, I just met the person in May and then broke up in the end of December.
Right, okay. So I feel like as though I want to go back to March, because there's something happened to you in March, okay, and it's kind of escalated from there till now. Because I feel last year from March to now has been a disappointment and setbacks, all right, around relationship. It's almost as if with this guy, he kind of showed you a different side of his face than you thought that he had.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much. He's taken the mask off. So I'm really getting that he was like, he gave you the impression that he was one thing when he was actually something else. But I do feel that this is not the end. I've got to feel in with this guy that he's going to want to come back around your energy. And there's also him feeling quite sorry about what's been going on. But I do feel that there seems to be restrictions around him as well. All right,
yeah,
so
you're
he
right.
Is. Yeah, I feel that very strongly with this guy, okay? There's restrictions around him. He's not free to do what he wants to do. Okay, so I don't know whether this is there's someone else in the background or there's other projects
there
or work. Yeah, because this man is restricted, okay? And for you, that's a sadness, because I feel you're looking for someone who's free, okay? And I feel that before you'd like this to get to another level, I feel that you'd want this guy to offer you something. And I feel right now he's not really offering you the things that you want him to. This is where I feel the difficulties are coming in.
Yes. Now, do you see me continuing? I mean, will we get back together? Will I meet somebody new? Or?
Okay. Well, the answer to that question is both. Okay. Because I feel that this is definitely in your court. This ball is definitely being put in your court. If you want to continue with this man the way that it is for now, I do feel that you are going to have the option to do that, because what I'm feeling very strongly here is that this guy is going to want to get back in touch with you, because he's missing what he had with you, and you are a very special lady to him, okay? So we're not going to say that this was a casual, meaningless fling, because I really don't feel it was that. I feel that there's real feelings there. And when he did say the words that he said, I actually feel that he meant them, okay, darling, but he's not free. So you are going to have to decide whether or not you want to continue with him the way things are, and hopefully things will lighten up in the future and he will kind of break away from where he is now. Or if you really don't feel that you can do this, or you can't wait, or whatever your feelings are, because don't forget, this is you that's very important here. It's not just about him, it's about you. I feel then that you will shut the door on him. And if you do decide to do that, I feel you're going to have about 4 months of being on your own, and then there's going to be a fire sign man around you. So there is always choices.
And what about his friend that seems to like me a little bit as a friend? What do you see with him?
Right, okay. This guy who likes you a little bit as a friend. Has he got brown hair, darling?
Yeah, we just...
And his eyes, are they like a hazily brown colour?
My God, yeah, we're very attracted to each other, but I don't think anything's
going anywhere.
Yeah,
he's got nice eyes, and he always looks at you. He always looks at you.
Yes, oh my God, yes, you're too good. Ah, scary. He does, but the thing is, he hasn't called in 2 days. Is he trying to brush me off?
I think he knows that there's something going on, okay, and he's not trying to brush you off. He's trying to kind of keep out to the, you know, that feeling of, oh, I'm staying away for a bit. This is the choice. You've got the choice. Is that other guy is there?
Well,
I think that other guy, yeah, I feel that the other guy doesn't want to come forward to you because he feels that you might like his friend, so he doesn't want to come forward because he doesn't want you to say no thank you, so he doesn't want to make a fool of himself. So he's standing back to watch you to see what you're doing.
But I did. I text him today. You don't think he's going to call me at all?
I do feel he will, but I don't feel he's going to do it straight away. I think he's just going to wait to see what happens between you two, but there is an attraction there.
And then the other person's in 4 months, a whole new one?
Well, yeah, definitely. You've got choices. This is about you.
And will I get a job real quick?
Yeah, the job offer's coming. Yeah, I feel that there's, the job is coming, okay? You haven't got to worry about that. The job is okay. Okay, so whether it takes a few weeks, March is coming for you, March, okay? March. But what's been missing in your life at the minute... Okay, it's just enjoying yourself because there's been a bit of upset around you and you need to start smiling again, darling, enjoying yourself because things are going to be okay.
Real quick, just one quick. My ex got residential custody of my son. He's 10,
right.
He's going to be 11. My son's going to be 11 next month. But I could feel it in my son that things aren't, he's not as happy as you would think over his dad's. Now, do you think he'll ever move back with me?
I feel that there is going to be a move for him, okay, because I've got the house move. And I feel that this will happen. If it's happening, it's going
to
be April.
But he goes.
It's either going
to
be this April or next April. There's going
to
be an April connection with the move.
Yeah, I mean, he can't just get up now because he goes to school with his dad. But I can just feel like he's tense or something, that he wants to move back. But if he asks his dad might say no.
Well, maybe he's going to come and stay with you some of the time. Because I do feel that there is going to be more involvement with you and him from April onwards.
But he does, real quick, he does stay with me. You know,
let it go.
Maybe a little bit more
togetherness, you two. Maybe the whole family will heal a little bit more by April and that there won't be so much resentment and, you know, all kind of be nicer to each other for the boy's sake, you know, because I do feel that there is a healing coming around this situation. Then you are going to get something healed here, okay? Healing is needed. Resentment
between
you two.
But you don't think he's going to, like, where he goes to school, where I live?
Well,
you know,
as
like
they say, there is going to be movement, okay, whether it be this year or next year, but there is definitely movement coming in.
So hopefully maybe by next April he'll live with me again.
Yeah, between these two times, okay? Anytime between these two times.
You're too good. Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Oh, bless you. It's been lovely connecting with you this evening, and I hope I was able to help you.
You did. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. And remember, if you come on over to the MikeSpirit.fm, you'll be able to retrieve a copy of that reading in my archives. And I say thank you very much for calling. Well, Jeanette, it's time for us to have a little breather.
Okay.
Another we can have a little break, as we say, over the year in the UK. But let me play this, and then our producer then will give us our break. So stay right tuned. We'll be right back just after this.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ralph King. I'd like to personally invite you to the Psychic Rendezvous Weekend, held in Coventry at the Royal Court Country House Hotel. You'll see Colin Fry, Ralph Keaton, Ross Bartlett, and Derek Acora. Why not come along to the free psychic fair on the Saturday and the Sunday? There'll be lots of exhibitors and a great atmosphere. So stay tuned to MikeSpirit.fm. for a chance to win some free tickets to this fantastic event. I look forward to seeing you there.
Don't go chasing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. Never could have come this far. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion. Don't change the color of your hair. You always have my unspoken passion. Although I might not seem to care, I don't want clever conversation. Never want to work. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. Need to know that you will always be the same old someone that I. Thank you.
I'm Ralph Keaton. I'd like to personally invite you to the Psychic Rendezvous Weekend, held in Coventry at the Royal Court Country House Hotel. You'll see Colin Fry, Ralph Keaton, Ross Bartlett, and Derek Okora. Why not come along to the free psychic fair on the Saturday and the Sunday? There'll be lots of exhibitors and a great atmosphere. So stay tuned to MikeSpirit.fm for a chance to win some free tickets to this fantastic event. I look forward to seeing you there.
Well, hi, and welcome back. And you'll be noticing I've been playing that ad. Well, I've had three plays now on the show already. And the reason why I'm playing it so much, because I do have tickets to give away. And, you know, this is exclusively to the UK, because, well, unless you want to travel over from wherever you are, then that's up to you. But I would say that I don't know if you can hear me. Do we have any problems there, Mr. Producer? No, I don't think we have. That's okay. no, as I say, I do have tickets to give away, and well, why not call in right now to win a pair of tickets to that wonderful event? Call in. You can either call in on 760 283 4611, or even outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or call us on Skype. The producer then will take your call and line you up ready for me to... Well, I'm going to ask you a question, and let me tell you the question I'm going to answer. Ask you, rather. I'm going to ask you, what age were the Fox sisters? And if you was tuned in a little, maybe a few little weeks ago, I did tell you the story about the Fox sisters. So that's the question. How old were the Fox sisters? So call in to win a pair of tickets to the event for the Psychic Rendezvous. And Jeanette, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing really good, Mike. You okay?
Yeah, I'm doing really good. Would you believe if I said you were over halfway of the show?
I know, it's fantastic. It's just flown by, Mike.
I did say at the very beginning, didn't I?
You did.
Good, good. Okay, well, I think we're going to go back to the phone lines just now, okay?
Yeah.
Whilst people are ringing in and our producer is very busy organising the, well, maybe the lucky winner for these tickets. I do have several tickets to give away, so there's going to be chances every week. But whilst our producer is busy lining up the callers for the competition, I believe that I've got Linda online here with us. Linda, are you there with us? I think our producer is busy building up the stacking up the callers, I think. No, she's not there. Okay, let's see if Jamie is there with us. Jamie, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, is that Jamie, is it?
It's Linda.
It's Linda. Linda, we thought you disappeared.
No.
How are you doing?
I am overjoyed.
Good, good, good. Okay, may I ask you, Linda, where are you calling from?
Linda is calling from Philadelphia.
And what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I would like to have the guest psychic look in on a very important, you know, incident or, I guess, question for me and see if, you know, she can pick up something that no one else is picking up or can see.
Okay, I missed half of that. Say that again.
Okay, I would like for your guest psychic to look in on a particular situation that's going on right now and see if she can see the possible or the best possible outcome, and I guess we'll go from there, or I'll go from there.
Okay, Jeanette, it's all over to you.
Okay, I did hear you. Hi, Linda, lovely to speak with you. Could you just give me your date of birth, please?
May 10th. Yes.
Right, okay. So the 10th of May. So that makes you a Taurus lady. Okay, what's going on around you? Yeah, well, okay. What I'm being shown here, okay, Linda, is that you've kind of now taken the blindfolds off in the situation. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay. Because someone has been kind of trying to... make you kind of, well, pull the wool over your eyes. That's an old-fashioned statement, but that's what I feel has been going on. And it's like you're now really kind of on this. It's like as though your own intuition, because, Linda, I feel that you're very intuitive yourself. Your own intuition has been telling you, hey, there's something not quite right here, but you can't really place it, but you really feel it. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Mm. Yes, you do. Now, I feel you will be getting to the heart of the matter, okay? Without a doubt. I feel, actually, you're going to find out what you need to find out very, very soon. And I feel that the outcome is going to be you getting what you want, because I've got victory after a battle for you, darling. So this is definitely going to go your way. Okay,
you
that's
are
what my
awesome.
Guides are strongly... Yeah, my guides are strongly indicating this.
I have evidence. I just found it before you answered my call. So,
right.
I mean, I just found evidence. And I have proof, like, I don't know, but I'm going to try to use the proof as best to my, you know, ability. But I have written proof. You know what they say, if it's written in black and white, pretty much, you know, it's written in black and white. So, I mean, they'll
this
probably
is,
have their
this
proof,
is what,
but I have mine.
Yeah, this is why my guides have just taken the blindfold off you, because you've been able to see for yourself. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Hmm. So now you have to deal with it now accordingly.
Let's hope everything works out good.
I feel so. I feel so for you, okay? I feel that this is going to be going the way that you want it to go, but it's going to be about 6 months at the very most before all this is sorted properly. But then it is going to be a battle. But I feel you are going to be the victor. Things are going to work out the way you want them to. Although, having said that, recently, over the last 5 weeks, there has been difficulties, so you've already been in that situation where things have been a bit difficult for you. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I definitely do. You're right on.
Mm. So you're already dealing with things. It's not like as though everything around you has been perfect and all of a sudden there's been a kind of a shock, because you've already been dealing with things. So it's been like coming to you. It's like your own guides, your own intuition has been showing you things constantly.
Yes. Yes, they have. They definitely have.
Yeah. So I would say carry on, my love, because you are really heading on the right direction. You will sort this out. I do feel that there has been a sadness, an emotional sadness linked in with this and a heartbreak, but it will come right for you in time. I just really want you to know that it will be okay for you in time.
Thank you.
Okay, darling. And that's what I'm picking up for you this evening. And back to you, Mike.
Okay, well, first things first, thank you, Linda, for calling in. And you know, if you can go over to mikespirit.fm, that's where you will be able to retrieve a copy of that reading in my archives. I'll say thank you very much for calling. And I do believe that we have someone online that's calling for these tickets. And I believe it's Mick, are you there with us?
Hiya, Mike.
How are you doing? It's Mick Green, isn't it?
It is, mate, it is.
Well done for getting through.
Thanks, mate.
Well, I suppose the question that I asked, what age were the Fox sisters?
The Fox sisters? What age?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, don't you know this one?
Yeah. Oh, God, I should know this, because I've done it all in church and everything.
Jeanette, why don't we help our caller out a bit here? Do you think that we should help him?
Well, yeah, we could help him, I think. I think we should do that. Be the nice thing to do.
Well, it would, wouldn't it? Because, you know, these tickets are really exclusive, really, aren't they? You know?
Yeah, they are.
Where else would you see Colin Fry, Derek Caller, Ross Bartlett and Ralph Keaton in the same building?
Very rarely. Hmm.
So, I know that they were young. I know that they were very young. I think they were children, weren't they, Jeanette?
I'm sure they were.
I'm sure that they were before they became 10. I knew they was before they came 10. I think they were single figures, weren't they?
I'm sure it was about 7 and 8.
Well, I think it's more like maybe 6 and 8.
There you go. Yeah, 6 and 8. Yeah.
7 and 8.
Mm.
7 and 8. So the question that we need to ask, Mike, what age was the Fox sisters?
7 and 8.
Congratulations, Mike. You have just won a pair of tickets to go and see.
Cheers, mate. I had an absolute brain freeze. Oh,
well,
dear.
We are happy to help you on Mike's Spirit effort. Mike, I know I've got you here on Facebook and everything else. So, you know, we'll have a little chat later and we'll sort you out with a pair of tickets. It is a pair that you're looking for, is it?
Yeah, please, mate, if you don't mind.
Okay, well, there'll be a pair of tickets at the door on the venue waiting for you, and we'll have a little chat to you after the show. And I'll say thank you very much for calling, Mike.
Cheers, mate. Thanks. Great
thank
show.
Thank you. Bye now.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, well, Jeanette, that's wonderful that we're able to give these tickets away. I know that I got somebody else in my chat room saying that we were wrong, 12 and 15. I don't think we were wrong there. Do you think, Jeanette?
I don't think we were wrong neither.
I think you're absolutely right, H7 and 8. Isn't that when they made the discovery of the body that was laying in the cellar wall?
Yeah, I think you're right there, yeah.
And I'm sure that you know, that's where modern spiritism was begun back in 1848 in Hydesville in America. And, you know, I shouldn't be saying all this because this is next week's questions, I suppose. and you know, the best thing of it is, Jeanette, I do have a pair of golden tickets for the event as well,
oh, wow.
Which will
okay.
give you access to the Friday night Saturday night and the Sunday night, which you will see all the four mediums working on those nights. But I know that I've got Ralph Keaton coming on to the show. Not yet. In a little while. Not today. In a few weeks. Ralph Keaton will be here live on MikeSpirit.fm. I suppose it'd be nice if he could give those golden tickets away to someone himself, wouldn't it?
That would be fantastic.
So, well, keep tuned, because I know that you know, we do have a few more tickets to give away and a few more competitions running. So if you would like to go and see some fellow co-workers, I know I've had Colin Fry on this show before, over on a different network, may I add, though, but Colin Fry has been on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show in the past. So let's go back to the phone lines. I do believe that I have Karen online. Karen, are you there with me?
Yes, I am.
Hi, and may I ask you, Karen, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Delaware.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
And I'm calling in because I have a court date coming up, and I wanted to see what you see coming up for me with that, as far as what may be the outcome.
Okay, well, let me make my link to the spirit world, and we'll see where we're going with that. Is okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. See, I know here, Karen, that I've got this. Actually, I've got two of them that comes in together, okay? I've got a lady and a gentleman that joins me together, which suggests to me straight away that they would have been partners of when they was here with us, okay? So I know I've got husband and wife here in the spirit world that joins me. And I believe that these people, as they link in your life, that they are your family. I believe that they are like your grandparents, if I'm honest here with you, okay? Because I feel grandmother with a lady, and I certainly feel like a granddad with a gentleman. So you'd understand that on your, I believe it's your mum's side, that you would have your grandma and your grandmother, sorry, your grandmother and your grandfather in the spirit world on your mum's side. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And I know, as I got these two that communicate to me, okay, that they tell me that, you know, it's been delicate. It's been a delicate situation for some time there, isn't it?
Yes, it has.
Okay. And you know, if I said to you that you've come to a point where you feel, no, that's wrong. Okay. If I said to you maybe a few weeks ago that you thought, well, what's the point anymore? Is that right?
It's been a long journey.
Okay. So it's so that you felt as if you've been like fighting a losing battle on times.
Yes.
But now we come into the end, we can now see the end in sight. Is that right?
Hopefully, yes. It's with my ex-husband, and he just battles. It's from going on for the last 10 years. Everything is a battle.
Okay, because I know that she tells me that it's been like an you know, it's coming to the end. Okay, and you know, if I said to you that you've been aware of someone in your life from the spirit world, is that right? You've been aware of some kind of energy from the spirit world yourself, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that this lady and the gentleman, your granddad and grandmother, makes me aware that they've been in your life, they've seen all what goes on, they understand what's going on, and you know, they're right by the side of you in every step of this avenue. Now, I know that this battle, would I be right in saying that it didn't start out as a battle, so maybe that it's escalated from something, hasn't it?
Yes. My ex-husband's been abusive of my children, and they really want to stay with me, and he's got a lot of money. He's made it very difficult for that to happen.
Okay. So I'm not
representing myself, so it makes it more even harder.
Uh-huh. Okay. Because I know that I want to say to you that, see, it didn't start off as a battle, okay? It's escalated into a battle. And I know I want to say to you that, see, if you're representing yourself, it's always, you know, it's difficult because you have to comprehend everything all in one go, don't you? You have to try and wear so many hats at the same time. But I know I want to see to you there that with their strength, their support behind you, you will get through it. Now, I don't know what the outcome is going to be because it's not for me to divulge into that, but I know that it's like as if they are quite content. they're quite happy from where they are in the spirit world, and they want you to be pushed forward there, because I know that you see as if it's like, you know, it's like walking through treacle then, for want of a better word. The road is getting very hard for you at the moment, isn't it? It's like everything is building up on top of you, and you're feeling a bit exhausted with it all, is the right word I'm looking for. Do you understand of that?
Yes, that's how I'm feeling, is exhausted with it all.
There we are. Okay. Well, know that your grandmother and your grandfather understand this, okay, and they understand it to the point of where they feel as if it's now is time that they're going to step in there. And see, would I be right in saying, even though I've just said that you have felt their vibration close there with you, but you have felt some kind of communication coming in from that. Is that right?
Probably, and it's actually, I believe it's my father's parents, it may be. I don't know if that's what you're seeing, more than my mother's, but I was very close with them, and I feel probably with my grandmother the closest.
Okay, well, I believe that that's where these are on your mom's side, okay? I'm not going to change it, but I know that's where they are at the minute, okay?
It could be so both. I mean, I was close to both, but closer to one set than the other.
Okay, that's fine. It doesn't matter of which ones were closer to you. It's, what matters is these people are in the spirit world and they are close to you right now, okay? And as they are close to you right now...
That's all the help I can get.
Okay, they're going to do their best there for you, okay? So I know from where they are that they're going to help you in every aspect that you need, okay? Because I believe, if I said to you that you're starting to suffer from something like, I don't know, the paperwork is getting on
Hello.
Top of it now. Okay, you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Because I know that I'm aware that the paperwork is getting on top of you a bit much. It's becoming harder. It's becoming more difficult. It's becoming, like, extremely to the point of where you feel as if your head is an excuse expression. But I know that these people, grandmother and your granddad, are quite close there to you, ready to push you forward and say that you, no matter what, that they will do what's best there for you. So does that help you a little bit there?
It does. And will I get through all of this paperwork and get it all filed, you know, properly?
Most definitely, yes, because I know that, you know, that these two are telling me that from where things are, that, you know, it will be pushed forward. You will do what's best, okay? And the right outcome will be what's right there for yourself, okay? As I said, I don't know what the outcome is going to be, because she's not telling me, or your granddad's not telling me, but I know it's going to be what's right there and what's best for you as well.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem at all. The pleasure is all mine. Remember, come on over to MikeSpirit.fm, and that's where you'll be able to retrieve a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, and I do believe that we've... actually, Jeanette, I've got a bit of a surprise here for you.
Okay.
We've got a new guest, not a new guest, a new host, actually. I know I've been announcing that we've got a new host called Nick Humphreys. We've also got another new host coming on, and he's with us right now. It's Andrew D. Andrew, how are you doing?
How are you doing, Mike? Okay.
I'm doing very well. Well, Andrew, meet Jeanette, my wonderful guest tonight.
Is this Jeanette Hancombe, is it?
Yes, it is. And is that Andrew?
It is. Mike, we've met in London a few weeks back.
Oh, did you? Well,
yeah. Hi, Andrew.
how are you doing, Jeanette? Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing really good, thank you. Really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bizarre, Mike. We're both in London on a bit of business, the same business, and that's where we got to know each other, and we've kept in touch since.
Yeah, well, we have, yeah.
And then I brought you together again. Andrew, I want to just briefly talk to you a little bit about your show, because I know that your show, and, you know, it's a little bit sad, but it's exciting, and it's good. And I say that because... I know your show is going to be taking over another show, which is the Spiritual Connection Show on a Thursday, isn't it?
That's right, Mike, yeah. And what you're going to do is break me in over the next few weeks, and then we'll do a big handover on the 16th of Feb.
Correct, it's on the 16th of February. And, you know, I'm so looking forward to having you on as a host right here on Mike Spirit FM. But as I say, you know, it's not that I'm going to be going anywhere. You know, the next few weeks I'm still going to be there on Spiritual Connections on a Thursday at 10:30 p.m. UK time, which is 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That slot is going to become yours, Andrew.
Well, it is, Mike, yeah, and I'm really looking forward to it. And I've been thinking of different ideas about what to do on the show, how to tackle it. And what we're hoping to do is have a mix of some music, definitely phone-ins for free readings, pretty much like you're doing now. But what I was hoping...
Readings, Andrew, talking of readings, why don't you take the next caller?
Okay, Mike, that's not a problem. Now, just one little thing, Mike. I've got quite a lot of feedback on this. I'm sort of listening to myself twice.
That's probably because you're listening to us in another area of your computer. So if you close all your programs down, Andrew, and just listen to it right where you are right now, then that's why that feedback is there. So you need to close all your other windows. See, and this is where the training comes in, Jeanette, of how to train.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? You know, that it's only when we're actually on air live that these things become apparent. But
that's working out.
Who my next caller is, I'm sure it's... Actually, I'm not sure who it is because I'm not. because I know that a wonderful producer is doing a wonderful job. He really is. And I know sometimes it's difficult. But I did have it, and it's gone. So, it's going to be... Okay, I can't even pronounce that. Okay, why don't I just say our next caller, I know that you're online with us, I think it's Miami... I can't even say it.
Hello?
Jeanette, can you see that?
I can see that, yep.
And what would you say that is?
That looks very much like mymeseat.com.
Maybe that's the producer winding me up. I think it's Jeanette. I think it's Jeanette. Let me just ask. Jeanette, are you there with us?
I'm here, yeah. Can you hear me?
The other Jeanette.
Yes, I'm here.
Is there more than one?
There's more than one of you. There's another Jeanette. Hi, and welcome to Mike Spirit FM. How are you doing there?
I'm well. How are you?
We're doing very well. Now, I'm going to hand you over to my new host, and his name is Andrew, and I'm really looking forward to Andrew working with you. So can I ask you, Jeanette, of where you're calling in from?
Massachusetts.
Okay. Andrew, it's all over to you, mate.
Hi, Jeanette. How are you doing? Okay.
Good. How are you, Andrew?
Not bad at all, thanks. So you can hear me okay, can you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Jeanette, did you have a particular question or a particular concern, or were you looking to sort of just see what comes out in the mix?
I just wanted to see what comes up.
Right, okay then. Right, with you, Jeanette, I've got a gentleman with me at the moment, and what he's making me aware of... sorry, my computer's making no end of... noises here, so I'll try and concentrate on what I'm doing. Right, what I'm aware of, there's a gentleman here who's telling me, right, now this gentleman's making me aware of a ring on his left hand, and it's not like an ordinary wedding ring. It looks like what we would call in the UK a sovereign, almost like a gold coin that had been turned into a ring. Would you understand a gentleman in the spirit world who would have worn a ring like this at all?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, then, no problem. Right, let's see what else we got. Right. Okay, I'm going to stick with this gentleman for now. What he's making me aware of at the moment is that he's talking about some changes around your home at the moment. And by that, I'm being made aware of a white building. And what he's telling me is that it's almost like, I don't want to say the building is condemned, but it's almost like that you need to move on from there because it's almost like this building shouldn't be lived in anymore. Would that make sense, or would you understand around you where that would make sense at all?
Well, I'm not living in a white building.
Okay,
no.
But would you understand where there is a building connected to you or you know of somebody where they need to move out, either it's condemned or it needs to be it's almost like they need to move out because it's not fit to live in anymore. Would that make sense to you at all?
Wow. I mean, they're doing, I mean, they're working on the building that I'm living in, but it's not a white building.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we ignore the white building for now then, because I'm being shown a white building as well, but you would understand, you would understand where you need to move out of the house because of work that's being done on it, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, this gentleman that I've got with me, he's making me aware that I feel he's very much on a grandfather link here, but all I can hear is the word dad as well. So I'm not sure whether that's granddad, as we say here, or just dad. But what he's making me aware of here, he's showing me, right, this gentleman is telling me that when he was here, he was quite a joker, because what he showed me, he's almost pulled a bunch of flowers from up his sleeve like a magician would have done, and he's presenting them to you. But I feel, can I ask you, is dad in spirit, is he?
I do not know anything about my dad.
Okay. All right. Do you know, would you know if his father is in spirit? Would you know that at all?
Probably, yes. But again, I know nothing about my father's side of the family.
Okay, that's no problem. Well, what I'll do, I'll quickly bring in somebody else here because I want to bring in a lady who's on a grandmother link here, and I feel that this is on your mother's side. So can I just ask, is your, okay, she's in spirit because she's quickly stepped in to rescue me. And what she's making me what she's making me aware of here is she's talking about not only the things going on in your home at the moment and around you, but what she's also making me aware is that you've pretty much been left to sort things out for yourself at the moment and to look after yourself and to raise the kids as well here. And would you understand where you feel as though you've had to stand tall and be mum and dad to everybody? Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And what she wants to bring in here, would you understand the name Nancy at all?
Nancy? No.
Okay, then I'll leave that to one side. It's just a name I heard being called. But what she's talking about here is that the what you've had done at home and what you've had to do and to keep, I want to say, I'm being made aware of a son here, and I want to say your eldest son. Would you understand where you've had to keep tight reins on him to keep him on the straight and narrow as well? Would that make sense?
No, because I don't have any children.
Right. Okay. Well, I want to bring in, I'm going to very, very quickly be quick with this. I want to bring in a young man around you who is around 20, who has been kept on the straight and narrow and has had a difficult upbringing, but he's turned out to be a fine young man. Would you understand this around you within the family, a gentleman who is aged around 20?
Around 20. No, because we don't have anyone. We're all in our 30s and 40s.
Right, okay, that's no problem. Because I'm going to leave that with you because I really do want you to watch out for that. Because if you don't know about it now, I still feel as though you will come to know about this in the future. But very quickly, just before she goes, your grandmother wants to make me aware of... Right, she's showing me a small pendant here, a chain that would have been... A chain that would have had a pendant on it that would have been left to in the family. And she's making me aware of this pendant that was passed on. But it didn't come to you. I feel it would have gone to a sister. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And what she wants to make me aware of with this pendant is she's making me aware of, I'm not sure whether it's your sister that wants to give this pendant away or she wants somebody else to have it. Because I see this pendant coming towards you. But I feel almost like it's a gift for you from your grandmother as well. So will you watch out for that for me? Because this pendant, I still feel as though it was given to somebody else, but I feel as though it should have been yours. Would you understand where it was given to somebody else and you know it should have come to you?
Oh, yes.
Okay, thank you. And what she's making me aware, she said, that will come to you. So just watch out for that. And just before she goes, I know you said you're having some work done. But, right. She's making me aware, she's showing me here where paint has been kicked over and there's a pool of paint on the floor. Would that make sense? Almost like a grey-coloured paint that had been kicked over within the building. Would that make sense?
It could be outside, yes. Yes.
Oh, okay, because that's what she's showing me. But what she's also making me aware of, literally just before she goes, this is just evidence for you. And with this paint she's talking about, right, She's telling me that you saw the paint after it had been kicked over, didn't you? Would that make sense?
I haven't. I'm not aware of it. I'm not aware of seeing anything.
Okay. Well, I've got to, right. Okay. Right. You would understand. I've asked her to explain it again to me. You would understand. Not only with the, I'll leave the paint being kicked over to one side, but mm-hmm. she's making me aware of wet paint in the building, and she's telling me. She's telling me that you thought you'd seen a message within the wet paint. Would that make sense?
Oh. Not that I'm aware of.
Right, okay then. Well, I'm going to... Okay.
So there's a message. Is there a message for me in that wet paint?
Right. Okay. I'm going to leave this with you. What she's telling me is... I've gotten. If you can't back up what I'm saying, then I can't really leave it with you as evidence. But I'm being made aware of wet paint in the building, and although there was nobody in the building, either you have found or you will find fingerprints in the wet paint, and you know that there's nobody else in the building. So can you watch out for that for me, please, Jeanette? Because there's a lot of things that she wants to bring through here. But if you can't accept it, then I can't give it to you as evidence. I can only tell you what she's given me. So can I leave? Sorry, go on.
Well, if I haven't seen a wet paint sign in the building, with fingerprints, because they're actually working on the building, so there is some painting going on, and it may be outside of the building. But there's nothing in the building. So if anything is, I feel that if anything is going to, I know where I walk in the building, and they're doing construction, and they're doing some remodeling.
Okay, then.
So
right.
The message, I haven't seen it yet. Doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, well, just very quickly, because I know your grandmother was somebody, and I know my grandmother baked, but she did bake and she did cook, didn't she?
Yes.
Okay, so would you understand where you, because she's still showing me evidence, and I know people use this in paranormal investigations where they sprinkle flour on somewhere and then they see if there's any marks being left. Now, she's telling me that you have seen, either where you've baked or cooked, you've seen marks in flour where you've cooked. Would you understand this?
Yes.
And she's telling me there is either a handprint or fingerprint that appeared in the flour on the table that you know that weren't yours. Would that make sense?
Yes. Okay.
Okay,
yes.
Because that's what she wants to leave, because she was determined to get this message across, because I was being shown white finger marks, and perhaps I misinterpreted it with the building work that's going on with the paint. But she said, would you please... Please watch out for fingerprints in the building that you know aren't yours and you know aren't the builder's. And if you can, I know Mike won't mind me saying this, but if you can, just drop me a line and just let me know on my website, which is drewd.com. And I'd love to know, because I don't often get feedback from people in this instance. So I'd love to hear from you and to whether you're able to verify what I've told you. Okay.
Okay.
Beautiful. Okay, thanks very much, and you have a lovely day. Bye-bye now.
You too. Thank you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You, Jeanette, and thank you for calling. And remember, go over to www.drewd.com, and that's where you'll be able to leave your messages for Drew. Drew, absolutely wonderful, mate. I'm really looking forward to you coming on the Thursday slot.
I'll be there this Thursday, Mike, yep.
I know you will. I'm really looking forward to it. So, Drew, thank you again for coming on today. And it's going to be my pleasure to introduce you again on Thursday. So thank you for coming on, Drew, and we'll speak to you Thursday. If we don't speak
okay,
to you
take care, Mike. And Jeanette, I'm sure we'll bump into each other again.
Yes, lovely talking to you again, Andrew.
Cheers. Take care, Jeanette. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you take care. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Well, bye. I know that... Jeanette, that we probably have time for just one more caller, and I do apologize to everyone that's on the lines right now that hasn't had a chance to get through. But you know, we still do a show here on Thursdays, which is the show that Andrew is going to be taking over, which is Thursday with myself on Spiritual Connections, and that's 10:30 UK time. That's PM UK time, and that's going to be at 5:30 PM. Eastern Standard Time. So if you wasn't lucky enough to get through on this show, keep listening. But you'll be able to have another chance on Thursday and again next Sunday. But let's go straight back to the phone lines, Jeanette. And I believe that we have, is it Shelley online next there? Are you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did I see your name right?
Shiloh, yeah.
Shiloh, I do apologize, Shiloh. May I ask you this, Shiloh, where are you calling from?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, Jeanette, it's all over to you.
Okay, hi, Shiloh. Can I just ask you your date of birth, please?
Yeah, it's 3/18/74, so March 18th.
Oh, yeah, okay, lovely. So that makes you a Pisces, darling. How can I help you this evening?
My question is referring to work. Anything that you can get about the work situation and what you think or what my guides think I should do to handle it or rectify it or... Just whatever you're picking up on work.
Right, okay, no problem. Has there been a few issues in work around you over the last couple of months, please?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been having, if not words, but it's been like a bit of tension around you where work is concerned?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel that you've been considering your options, okay? And I would say to you that when it first happened, you kind of thought, right, I'm not staying here, I'm going. Do you understand?
That's more or less the ending feeling, not the beginning
feeling.
Right,
because what I want to say to you is I don't want you to rush into anything because I've got new opportunities coming in for you within the next 2 months, but I really want you to make the decisions with a cold head, not in anger, okay? Because there is some... there is some opportunities, and I feel that this situation in work has made you feel quite emotional. All right?
Yeah.
And there seems to be still a little bit of emotion left, okay? It's like tension or upset. It's like, so I'm getting a pit feeling in the knot of my stomach. It's like you're feeling quite anxious, you know, when you go in through the door, and someone is being a little bit two-faced around you as well. So it's like as though someone is talking about someone and someone else and you just feel like, wow, I don't know who I'm talking to here. Do I need to just keep quiet because I just don't feel like I can trust anyone? Do you understand that, Shiloh?
Most definitely. Mm-hmm.
Right. So the reason why, okay, is because you're kind of linking in with the energy of what's going on there. And I do feel that you are going to be walking forward and there is new beginnings coming in for you. But I want you to walk forward when you are ready to go, when you're calm, cool, collected, and make the right decisions at the right time, not in anger or not because these people are being a little bit selfish or spiteful or just acting, you know, like someone's chucking their toys out, so you can't really understand why. But I do feel that I've got harmony coming in and I've got also a lot of new beginnings for you. 2 months, so we're on the 29th of January today, so I would say by the end of March you will be feeling settled, happy and confident, and when you do walk into your new job, which I do feel is one coming in, it's going to be more of a position of authority. I feel that you are going to be taking on either more hours or you're going to have people working under you, so it's going to be a good move. So just watch out for that. But in the meantime, while you're looking, don't allow these people to annoy you. Switch off to the animosity and any negative energy. Just reflect it right back to them because I don't feel that it is going to be coming in around you. It's just like, so I want you to put a mirror around yourself so any negativity just bounces straight back to them and don't phase it. That's very important. If you are to go, you go in your own time because you want to when you're ready, not because you feel like as though there's this tension there that's making you feel like so you've got to go maybe before you've really sussed it out. Does that make sense to you, darling?
Yeah, definitely. I've just been struggling with how to do that lately, you know?
Well, you know, take that advice I've given you from my guides and spiritually, okay? And I do feel if there's any consolation to you, that the worst is over because I feel like as though you are literally over the worst of it.
Okay.
So it's just uphill from here. So just have that confidence to know that things now, as we go into February, March, are a lot better for you. And I feel that you should wear turquoise.
Okay,
you need to wear, you need to wear some turquoise around your throat chakra because you're feeling a little bit blocked around the throat chakra area. You need to wear a little bit of turquoise.
Okay,
to allow that energy around the throat chakra to go. So if you have to wear a uniform in work and you're not allowed to wear your own clothes, just carry a little bit of aquamarine crystal or a little turquoise crystal close to you because it'll help keep the balance.
Can you tell me why this other person would like lie or do what he did? Like, what would drive that? Because that's what really threw me for a loop. Is I wouldn't have never expected it from.
Well, you know, sometimes in work environments can be a very political place, you know, and I feel with you, Shiloh, that you must be good at your job. Okay, because other people feel a little bit threatened of your capabilities and they kind of think, wow, is she someone to be watched, you know? And sometimes, unfortunately, that seems to fetch out lower base energies in people and they seem to get a little bit resentment and a little bit of jealousy and you kind of have that kind of stuff coming out then. But I just want you to rise above it, okay? Because you're better than this and you know you are, okay?
Okay.
So don't allow the negativity to come to you. Yeah, just focus on you. Focus on what I said. You know, if you are to go, you go because you want to go and because there's something there for you worth moving for financially. Make sure that you're not cutting yourself, you know, back because you're taking another job. Make sure that you're on the same level financially. Make sure that you're strong in the meantime. Don't get involved with any negative energy that they try to give you. Don't connect with negative energy and just be yourself. And I really do feel that you are going to go from strength to strength on this one, Shiloh.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay. And I hope this helped you this evening, my love.
It did. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, lovely. Lovely connecting with you.
Thank you very much,
Take care.
Shiloh. Thank you very much, Shiloh. And remember, come on over to mikespirit.fm. We'll be able to retrieve a copy of that reading. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Jeanette, once again, thank you very much. Absolutely amazing. I know you can catch Jeanette on Facebook, and that's Jeanette and Psychic, isn't it, Jeanette? Yeah?
Yes, that's it. Yeah, that's where you'll find me, yeah.
Let me let you read out the website because I'll only make a mistake again.
Okay, if you want to email me, it's my website is www.jeanette.com. -coom-psychic-tarot.co.uk. That's my website. But if you'd like to email me for any readings, it's jeanette.ann@yahoo.co.uk.
Okay, thank you very much, Jeanette. And may I add in there what an absolute pleasure it was to work with you tonight. But don't just go just yet. I know if you want to catch Andrew on Facebook, you need to type in Andrew D. Spirit Medium, and that's where you will find Andrew in his nice shirt and jumper there. You'll see Andrew. Add him to Facebook, and then that's where you'll be able to catch all the information about Andrew's shows and all his guests that he will be having on the Thursday show. So I'd like to say thank you to Andrew for coming on and doing that a little bit, and it's going to be an absolute pleasure working with Andrew. So thank you very much there, Andrew. And again, if you want readings with myself, you need to drop me an email, which is mike@mikespirit.fm. Catch me on Facebook, Mike Davis Medium. For me, Jeanette, Andrew, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.